Hello, and welcome to this GCSE Sociology Study podcast on the role of education in socialization. I'm here to help you understand one of the most important topics in your AQA exam, how schools shape who we are, not just through what they teach, but through the hidden messages they send every single day. Now, if you're sitting there thinking, I already know what school does, it teaches me maths and English, well, you're only seeing half the picture. Sociologists argue that education is actually a powerful agent of secondary socialization, meaning it takes over from your family to prepare you for life in wider society. But here's where it gets interesting. Different sociological perspectives completely disagree on whether that's a good thing or not. By the end of this podcast, you'll understand the functionalist, Marxist, and feminist views on education. You'll know the difference between formal and hidden curriculum, and you'll be ready to tackle those tricky 12-mark essay questions with confidence. Let's dive in. So, let's start with the basics. Education is what we call an agent of secondary socialization. Primary socialization happens in your family when you're little. That's where you learn basic norms and values like how to speak, how to behave, right from wrong. But secondary socialization happens in institutions like schools, and this is where society really starts to shape you into the kind of person it needs you to be. Now, the first perspective you need to know is functionalism. Functionalists like Emile Durkheim and Talcott Parsons see education as absolutely essential for society to function smoothly. Durkheim argued that schools create social solidarity. That's the sense of belonging to something bigger than yourself. Think about school assemblies, uniforms, house systems. These all make you feel part of a community. Schools also teach you the skills you need for work, what Durkheim called human capital. Parsons took this further with his idea of meritocracy. He argued that schools judge everyone by the same universalistic standards, meaning everyone sits the same exams, follows the same rules, gets graded the same way. This is different from your family, where you're judged by particularistic standards. Your mom loves you no matter what your grades are. Parsons believed this prepares you for the world of work, where you'll be judged on your achievements, not your family background. Schools, he said, allocate people to the right roles in society based on talent and effort. If you work hard, you'll succeed. That's meritocracy. But here's where the Marxists come in and say, hold on a minute. Marxists like Bowles and Gentis completely reject the idea that education is meritocratic. They argue that schools don't reward talent. They reproduce class inequality generation after generation after generation. Their famous study, Schooling in Capitalist America, introduced the correspondence principle. This means that what happens in schools corresponds to, or mirrors, what happens in capitalist workplaces. Schools teach you to be obedient, to accept hierarchy, to follow instructions without questioning, exactly the qualities bosses want in workers. Bowles and Gentis also talk about the hidden curriculum. Now, this is crucial for your exam. The formal curriculum is the subjects you study, maths, English, science, but the hidden curriculum is all the unwritten rules and values you absorb just by being in school. Things like punctuality, respect for authority, competition, conformity. You're not taught these in lessons, but you learn them through the structure of the school day, through detentions, through rewards and punishments. Marxists argue this hidden curriculum is really about social control, preparing working-class kids to accept their place in an unequal society. And then we have the feminist perspective. Feminists agree with Marxists that education isn't meritocratic, but they focus on gender inequality instead of class. They argue that schools reinforce patriarchy. That's male dominance in society. Even though girls now outperform boys in exams, feminists point out that subject choice is still gendered. Girls are steered towards humanities and caring professions, boys towards STEM subjects and leadership roles. The hidden curriculum teaches gender stereotypes. Think about who gets praised for being helpful versus who gets praised for being assertive. Feminists like Sue Lees and Becky Francis have shown how schools police girls' behavior more strictly than boys, reinforcing traditional gender norms. So you've got three completely different views. Functionalists say education creates social cohesion and meritocracy. Marxists say it reproduces class inequality through the hidden curriculum. Feminists say it reinforces patriarchy and gender stereotypes. And here's the key for your exam. You need to be able to explain all three perspectives and evaluate them against each other. Right, let's talk about how to use this in your exam. AQA loves asking you to discuss how far you agree with a statement or to evaluate whether education is meritocratic. These are 12-mark questions, and you need to spend about 15 minutes on them. The biggest mistake students make is confusing primary and secondary socialization. Don't talk about your family when the question is about education. Another common error is using personal examples. In my school, we have to wear uniform instead of sociological evidence. Examiners want to see you reference Durkheim, Parsons, Bowles, and Gentis, not your own experience. Here's a top tip. Always distinguish between formal curriculum and hidden curriculum. If a question asks how schools socialize students, you must talk about both. The formal curriculum teaches knowledge and skills, but the hidden curriculum teaches norms, values, and obedience. Use the PERC structure for your paragraphs. Point, explain, refer to a sociologist or study, critique. So you might say, functionalists argue education is meritocratic. That's your point. Then explain what meritocracy means. Then refer to Parsons and universalistic standards. Then critique by saying, however, Marxists like Bowles and Gentis argue that class background, not talent, determines success. And remember, AQA questions often include an item, a short piece of text. You must refer to the item to get your AO2 application marks. Underline key phrases in the item and weave them into your answer. Okay, let's test your knowledge with a quick-fire quiz. I'll ask a question, pause for a few seconds, then give you the answer. Question 1. What's the difference between primary and secondary socialization? Answer. Primary socialization happens in the family and teaches basic norms and values. Secondary socialization happens in institutions like schools and prepares you for wider society. Question 2. What did Parsons mean by universalistic standards? Answer. Judging everyone by the same rules and criteria like exams and school rules, rather than treating people differently based on family background. Question 3. What is the correspondence principle? Answer. Bowles and Gentis's idea that schools mirror capitalist workplaces by teaching obedience, hierarchy, and conformity. Question 4. Give 2 examples of the hidden curriculum. Answer. Punctuality, respect for authority, competition, conformity, acceptance of hierarchy, any 2 of these. Question 5. How do feminists critique the education system? Answer. They argue it reinforces patriarchy through gendered subject choices, stereotyping, and different expectations for boys and girls. Brilliant. So let's recap. Education is a key agent of secondary socialization. Functionalists see it as creating social solidarity and meritocracy. Marxists argue it reproduces class inequality through the hidden curriculum and correspondence principle. Feminists focus on how it reinforces patriarchy and gender stereotypes. For your exam, remember to use sociological terminology. Reference key thinkers like Durkheim, Parsons, Bowles, and Gentis, and always distinguish between formal and hidden curriculum. Structure your essays with clear arguments and counterarguments, and don't forget to refer to the item. You've got this! Keep practicing those 12-mark questions, and remember, sociology is about seeing beyond the obvious. Schools aren't just buildings where you learn subjects, they're powerful institutions that shape who you become. Good luck with your revision, and I'll see you in the next episode.